You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I'll be honest, I don't know what's worse, my voice because of a cold or the Cleveland Browns offense because of Baker Mayfield. Yeah, it was an ugly performance last night. Wish I would have played the under. 2020 hindsight, the under would have been the better play. I couldn't have supported Pittsburgh, but yeah, I shouldn't have played Cleveland, that's for sure. And why they didn't run Nick Chubb a little more, I still don't understand that. But we move on to the new day, and we have a college football bowl game tonight. It is the Texas Bowl. We're going to play Kansas State minus the 7 over LSU. So this line has moved from 4 to 7 based on the LSU quarterback situation. We all know their starter transferred to Texas A&M, and then the backup had his redshirt appeal denied by the NCAA, and he's electing not to pull the redshirt tonight, so he will not play. So for LSU, it's down to a pair of walk-ons to start tonight. We'll find out who goes. We're not sure yet. LSU also has some key opt-outs on defense. Meanwhile, Kansas State, they appear to be all in on this game. They have zero opt-outs, and they are committed to finishing the year strong and getting head coach Chris Klieman his first ever bowl victory. K-State was a better team most of the year to begin with, so I'm going to lay the 7 tonight with the Wildcats over LSU. Next up, we go to the Frozen Pond, where we hit last night, and we hope to hit again tonight. We're going to play Anaheim minus the 1.5 over Philadelphia at a plus 195. So the Ducks are ice cold, losing 4 straight. They're now 10-4-4 at home this year. The Flyers have lost back-to-back games, and they're only 7-7-4 on the road. The Ducks are getting more and more pieces back from protocol, so I expect the losing streak to end tonight. I'm on the home team, the Ducks, minus the 1.5 at a plus 195. Next up, we got a college basketball. We're going to give you 4 plays tonight, and we're looking for the angry teams, the hungry teams, the teams that kind of need a victory that I thought were going to be good teams, at least at the beginning of the season. Play number 1 is our play of the day. It is Michigan, minus 4 at Rutgers. So believe it or not, both teams are 7-5 this year, 1-1 in the Big Ten. I would have never guessed that at this point of the season, by the way. Rutgers is going to face an angry bunch of Wolverines tonight. Michigan is coming off the big loss at Central Florida over the weekend. These teams were projected to finish at opposite ends of the standings. I expect we'll see some of that expected separation tonight. So I'm going to lay the 4 with the Wolverines at the Scarlet Knights. Next up, we go down to LSU, minus 1 against Kentucky. So LSU is coming off a loss at Auburn, and tonight they're going to name the court after longtime head coach Dale Brown. Dale Brown broke my heart in 1987 as LSU upset DePaul in a Sweet 16 game as the 11 seed. I still hold that grudge some 30 years later. I like this year's LSU team, so I'm going to lay the 1 tonight with LSU, minus 1 against Kentucky. Next up, we go to the Big East. It is Seton Hall, minus 3 at Butler. So the Pirates are 0-2 in the Big East, losing by 5 and 6 points to Providence and Villanova, respectively. COVID issues have had a major impact on both teams so far this year. Butler is 1-0 in the Big East, 8-4 overall. The Pirates should have enough talent to win this one. So I'm going to take Seton Hall, minus the 3 at Butler tonight. And then your final game on the card, we go to Milwaukee. We're going to play Marquette, the Golden Eagles, plus 2 over Providence. So I bet on Marquette Saturday against Creighton. They failed me in double overtime, but I'm going back to the well today. The Golden Eagles are 0-3 in the Big East, losers of 4 straight. Meanwhile, Providence, well, they're having a great year for Ed Cooley. They are 13-1, and they're 3-0 in conference. But tonight, I kind of think the Golden Eagles are going to rise to the occasion and knock off the Friars of Providence. So that's your card for a Tuesday. Let's recap it here. The Texas Bowl, we're taking Kansas State minus the 7 over LSU. On the frozen pond, we like Anaheim minus the 1.5 over Philadelphia at a plus 195. In college basketball, we like Michigan minus the 4 at Rutgers. We like LSU minus the 1 against Kentucky. We like Seton Hall minus the 3 at Butler. And we like Marquette plus the 2 over Providence. So hopefully tomorrow I feel a little bit better. Hopefully I'll have a little better voice, make it a little easier for you to listen to me. But as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.